Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show. Here's Dr. Lee.
Hi, and welcome to the show. It's Health from the Outside In on Radio MD, where I think feeling good starts with looking good, and exercise is something that we all have to do. And now a very interesting study that said, you know, what you did in your teens, exercising in your teens, can pay off later in life. So my next guest, Dr. Sarah Nekata, is here to talk about that. She is an epidemiologist at Vanderbilt University Medical Center and assistant professor of medicine. Welcome, Dr. Nekata. Thanks for being on the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So this was an interesting study that looked at women specifically and what they did in their teen years and how it affected them later, right? Their risk of having cancers and heart disease.
Yes. The focus was looking at adolescent exercise and later mortality in women aged 40 to 70 years.
Yeah, and it's in, you know, we talk about there's the whole get moving campaign. I mean, we have an issue with obesity in our teens and kids today. So we want them to exercise for this, but this is kind of going beyond it. It's saying, is it that they're setting a lifestyle of habits? Is that what they found? Or is it actually, you know, could you exercise and do sports when you were a kid and then do nothing when you're older and you still had a lower risk of developing these diseases and dying?
Well, I think that's a tricky message, but I do think that this study is really interesting that we did show that exercise in an adolescence, regardless of recent adult activity, was beneficial. But of course, doing both is the most beneficial. And we did look at the joint effect of both adolescent and adult exercise. But it is the important message here is that adolescent exercise participation had long-term health benefits in women in their later years for mortality.
Hmm. Now, you looked at, it said 75,000 Chinese women. Were these medical records that were gathered from China or...
So this is, well, this is a really unique study, the Shanghai Women's Health Study. It's a well-designed prospective cohort. It's led by Dr. Wei Zhang of Vanderbilt in close collaboration with the Shanghai Cancer Institute. It's been ongoing for 15 years.
There's
been a lot of work put into this study. And so basically, the women were interviewed in the early, late 90s, and they were asked questions about their lifetime history of lifestyle factors, physical activity, dietary factors, and also socioeconomic status. And then they were followed for about, right now it's about a mean of 12 to 13 years for their mortality outcomes.
And
this
interesting.
Was the resource for the study.
Now, it's interesting because people are still smoking a lot in Asia. Did they also look at that or correct for that?
So that's another unique characteristic of this cohort is that for the women in this cohort, the prevalence of smoking was very low. So it was basically less than 2%. And we did look at the association among non-smokers, which means excluding just a few of the women from the cohort, and it was similar association. So really, these recommendations can almost be seen for non-smoking women. And so there does need to be more work done, you know, including different populations. But it's kind of, this is beyond smoking. So
wow, that's interesting. And you'd think if it helped and you were a smoker, it would definitely help if you weren't a smoker.
Right.
And I'm wondering, you know, so this is a long Chinese longitudinal study. I mean, has anyone looked at this in the nurses study that we have in the U.S., which is the long, I believe it was part of Framingham did the long longitudinal study in the U.S. with women too?
Yes. The nurses health study, that would be a unique study to look at adolescent exercise and adult mortality. They did not, to my knowledge,
They haven't done that yet. There's your next research project.
Yes.
So tell us basically exactly how this helps your risk and what you found in this study.
So that leads to one limitation is that, you know, this information on adolescent exercise was recalled by women in their, you know, age 40 to 70 years of age. So there is a limitation with the measurement, but, you know, regardless, women who were exercising in their teen years, and including also we looked at the duration of exercise, so hours per week, and also participating in sports and tournaments, was associated with reduced risk of cancer, all causes, cardiovascular disease, and all-cause mortality. And that was independent of adult socioeconomic status, adult dietary factors, and adult exercise.
Wow. That's really fascinating and says a lot. I mean, you know, we're talking today a lot about exercising, you know, if you want to lose weight, how diet's more important than exercise. But this is a symbol kind of just your physical health, right? Because you figure if you're, even if you don't continue it as much as an adult, these kids must have been more physically fit than cohorts that, say, didn't exercise during their teens.
Yes, and we did look at so characteristics of the women who were teen exercisers, and we did notice that they did have a lower BMI both as a young adult at age 20 and then as an adult, and they also had higher socioeconomic status, and they were more likely to exercise as adults. So mm-hmm. those are some characteristics of the women who did exercise.
Wow. So that's pretty good. There was, and you found the risk of dying from cardiovascular disease was 17% lower and cancer 13% lower.
Yes.
So, and do you think it was related to weight and body size? Because we talk about being overweight, increasing, you know, there's estrogen and all the cancers associated to that. Do you know that at this point or?
So the mechanisms underlying the associations are very complicated because mortality is a complicated outcome.
Right.
Kind of shows the overall health impact. I do think one of the next steps is to look at this more closely for the incidence of specific chronic diseases, bone health, cardiovascular disease, stroke, and cancer. Some work has been done for breast cancer in particular and physical activity, but less so for other cancer types. So I think there's a lot more work to be done.
Yeah, this is very interesting. And you started, what made you decide to look at this? Just because you were looking at cancer per se, that said exercise related to cancer?
Well, actually, I did some work on adult physical activity and mortality, and I was really surprised when I was doing literature review with on the limited information on, you know, early life exposure to activity and later health outcomes. So that was what motivated this. As I started to dig into the literature, I really couldn't find much. And this cohort that I have access to at Vanderbilt really is unique because they have the adolescent information and the adult information and the long-term follow-up for mortality.
Right. And it's a very homogenous population, right, coming out of China as opposed to, so it kind of weeds out or negates some genetic factors that might be different.
Yes, and they also, this cohort also has a low prevalence of alcohol consumption. So the results are really for women who do not drink very much and do not smoke.
Huh. Yeah, and the smoking is amazing to me because you think of, you know, there's still a lot of people that are smoking in Asia, but maybe it's more men that are smoking in Asia.
Yes, there's definitely a higher prevalence for men. Passive smoking exposure, environmental tobacco smoke is a concern, and we do have information on that in this population, but it is higher prevalence for men. But they're actually, the rates have changed, so they are changing. So for this population, for women 40 to 70 in the early 2000s, late 90s, it's, you know, it's a little, it's changing. So it's still important to think about.
About smoking related to cancer and such.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is interesting. And where just in 30 seconds, you're going with this. I think I agree. This would be a fascinating study to see if it also made sense in the United States. This is one other important reason to exercise. 20% reduction of all causes of mortality. This is the Dr. Lee Vanocur Show, Health from the Outside In on Radio MD. Stay tuned into your health.